This is 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. A report released today shows the Ohio Medical Board knew about Richard Strauss's alleged sexual misconduct and failed to intervene. Governor DeWine created a state working group to review records from the board's 1996 investigation into Strauss in May. The Ohio State team doctor is accused of sexually abusing more than 175 students and other young men in his two-decade tenure there. WOSU's Nick Evans has been covering the story since it broke in the spring of last year, and he joins me now. Nick, an independent investigation that was commissioned by the university already determined that the accusations against Strauss were credible, mm-hmm. that there were nearly 200 young men who had been abused while at the university right. and a nearby clinic, and that some university officials knew about that but failed to act. So what did we learn from today's report?
So what we learned today was a little bit of background for the first time on elements of that initial independent investigation that were redacted when they were released. So the university gave this big old report, and there were big chunks of it that were just blacked out, and we didn't know what they were. But they referenced a medical board investigation. And so Governor Mike DeWine set up a working group so that they could actually review those documents, because under state law, it wasn't legal for Ohio State to publish what they found in that.
So where did this 1996 investigation come from? What prompted it?
So Tom Stickrath, the director of public safety and the chair of the governor's working group, addressed that. He speaks first, and Governor DeWine jumps in.
Dr. Strauss had filed a complaint with the medical board about another physician.
Yeah, there's great irony to this.
And so that case was open, and during the investigation of that case, the investigator for the medical board was alerted to some of these other issues about Dr. Strauss.
They were alerted to those issues, they investigated those issues, but they didn't act on that information. Why is that?
The report released today shows that medical board officials found information, found evidence to support credible evidence to support allegations against Strauss, and they tried to move it forward. But at a certain level, it just fizzled. And the people involved, they are now deceased. Here's DeWine.
Now, one former employee interviewed by our working group described a, and I quote, black hole, end of quote, at the medical board then, saying this case basically fell into oblivion.
So what sort of action is going to come out of today's report going forward?
One obvious thing is that they want to reassess confidentiality. The governor had to set up this working group to view the documents. So they're suggesting that perhaps there should be a time limit on how long these documents are kept confidential. They also think it would be a good idea if the board president or board members could, you know, take steps to make things public if there is good cause for it. There's also a push to try to find and investigate people who should have known about Strauss and didn't report it, any license holders. That could be a very difficult ask. He served for a very long time. There's a lot of people that perhaps came in contact with him. What they knew and what they did is going to be difficult to prove. And then much more important, they're calling on the medical board to review 25 years of sexual misconduct cases that were closed without action. Sarah Ackman from the working group talks about how many cases that could entail.
Based upon the information that the group received, I added up approximately 1,500 cases.
In addition to that, the working group recommends the medical board come up with plans to work more closely with law enforcement in these cases. And they're suggesting other boards like nursing, dental, psychology, and pharmacy take similar actions.
WOSU's Nick Evans, thanks so much for giving us this update.
Anytime.